Siyur, Teirish Hashoyen Obishlo V'mayim, Ach V'shnichlis Tam Afri V'mayim, Eim Mevorach Alois V'mayim, Elo Shachor. Fruit that was soaked or cooked in water, according to the first opinion, which is the opinion of the Rashba, one makes on the water that they were soaked and cooked in a Shachor. It's not considered the fruit itself. It's considered a flavored water that comes out of the fruit. Even though we will see later that vegetables that are cooked and the water absorbs the flavor of the vegetables, you make a bari piyadoma. That's because over there, the natural way of eating the vegetables is cooking them. As taken fruit, the classic way of eating them is eating them fresh, raw. Therefore, we don't say that the liquid that they're cooked in is bari priyates. According to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, if a roivach ilozim made a visual creature, it's generally eaten by being cooked, then in Okanani, the liquid that they're cooked in will have the status of a bari priyates. And this is also with the condition that these tables were grown lachatzila, eaten, cooked, pickled, tables that primarily are eaten raw. So some people dry them out and afterwards they cook them. So the juice that comes out of that is shahako, but they weren't primarily planted for that purpose. In respect to prunes, Chayon says, in places they have loads of prunes, and it's mistana that both of them are planted to dry them out. Therefore, the fruit juice, those places will be going to create. Yeah, this is the first opinion. The Russian opinion is, Epshad and Nipla Tama free, the mind of our boy creates. Is it sad that even if you cook any type of fruit, you make a very pre-eight on the fruit, because the only difference between squeezing and cooking is that when you cook, more flavor comes out. And therefore, make a very pre-eight. The mice of a friend Paskin, yes, a fatuity should make a shahako on juices from cooked fruit, unless it's a fruit which is primarily made for that purpose. So basically, juices that are squeezed out of a fruit are shahako, because you're choishes for the rush. The Chazanish has a sign that you make a body for eggs, but the minigoyla is to make a shahako, even though it's certain types of oranges are primarily grown for making juice out of it. Because the mice, you're just squeezing them, you're not getting the, not cooking it, which gets more of the flavor. Shfanch says, the minigoyla is even on prune juice, you make a shahako. There's another sort of place that something is made to be for one to drink. It's halacha doesn't apply to eat it as a soup, as a sort of drinking. As far as tea and coffee, so the chayyur over there, the easy way to eat the food is by cooking it up in water. So why would we make a shakal on it? If it's something made for a drink, like we said before, that's for that in itself needs to make a shakal. A drink should make a shakal. We don't need to make a shakal on tea and coffee.